May 5th, meeting of the board for the Commission for the Blind. For the Commission for the Blind, Vision Impaired, excuse me. Couple of quick announcements, and then I'll ask Robert to go ahead and read through the agenda with one correction. If somebody could help me, the restrooms are outside the door here and make a left and keep walking down the hall, and I believe they are on the right. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So cross the center hall and keep going down, and then they'll be on your right.
And if you hear screaming, why, then you want to go to one more door.
Yes.
Learn Braille. There's Braille on the
There are signs, yes. Okay. The announcement for the meeting was published in several places. Kathy, could you tell us where the publication of the notice was made?
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, the Omaha World Herald, the State Government Calendar, NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, Radio Talking Book, and it was also sent to the ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
The copies of the agenda are available if you'd like one in both Braille and print. There are copies of the Open Meeting Act available in both Braille and print if you would like to read through that. We will be having lunch here today for the Commission Board because we believe the meeting is going to go into the afternoon. There is not any lunch arrangements for the public, so just be aware of that. The bulk of the public portion of the meeting will be before lunch, and there will be some executive sessions after lunch. But you are more than welcome to stay or come back. There will be short times in between the executive sessions where we'll come back and basically vote to go in and out of executive session and so on. And then the last thing, I guess, is just that the meeting is being recorded. That recording will be made available a week after the meeting on the NCBVI website. I believe is when it will be posted. We will also have times for public comment during the meeting. When we get to those points in time, I will ask for those who wish to speak, and we will give each of those individuals a few minutes. And then if once we've gone through all of them, if there's any more, we will ask for additional names until we run out of time. Okay, Robert, I'll pass you the mic, and if you could go through the
agenda. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, I guess I can make this work.
Do you want the stand?
I think the stand would be good. That way, everybody's free to do whatever they need to do with their hands. Okay, let's get down to this thing. 9:00, call to order, welcome, and introduction. Announcements concerning public comment periods, meeting agenda, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, lunch arrangements, and other logistics. 9:10, approval of the February 3rd public meeting minutes. 9:15, report from the executive director. Ongoing business. 9:55, budget and biennium update. 10:10. Newsline update. 10:15. Client assistance program CAP concerns or issues. 10:20. Staff anonymous suggestion submissions. 10:25.
10:25.
Yeah, I was gonna say that doesn't feel right. I've got a dot that kind of is slow to come up on this thing. Continue discussion of upcoming meetings, dates and locations. 10:45, public comment. 11:00, break. Now new business. And we'll talk about this later, but here's 11:05, just 5 minutes for a break, but then we're gonna accommodate for that. Discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. 11:10. Discuss and act on approval of employee in-state and out-state travel. 11:15. Discuss and act on the request to reinstate the agenda item commissioner's report. 11:35, public comment. 11:50, traditional final announcements. 11:55, lunch. 12:45, executive session to conduct the executive director's annual evaluation and discuss a legal matter. 1:45, act on the retention and of the executive director and his salary. 2:00, adjournment.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. I have one minor correction to that.
There's a clamp on the bottom.
There is. It's not a typical mic stand. The executive session is actually going to be split into two, and so we'll actually adjourn, or we'll actually come out of the first executive session, which will be the executive director's annual evaluation. We will make a public motion and vote to come out of that. We will then vote on the retention of the executive director publicly and anything else that needs, any other business that needs to be done regarding that. We will also then vote to go back into executive session to take care of the legal matter, and then we will come back out of executive session for adjournment. Those will actually end up being two separate things with a small public portion of the meeting between them. Okay. Thank you very much, Robert. Let's run around the room real quick and see who's here. Take attendance. My name is Mike Hansen. I'm the chairman of the board. I represent the interests of the National Federation of the Blind in Nebraska on the commission board, and I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Good morning, this is Mark Bulger. I'm the designee on this board for the American Council of the Blind, and I live in Omaha.
Robert Newman, live here in Omaha.
Chad Bell from Alliance, Nebraska.
Becky Regan, Dakota City.
Carlos Servan, Commission for the Blind, Director from Lincoln.
Bill Brown, business manager for the commission.
Kathy Stevens, administrative assistant. Carol Jenkins, deputy director. Nancy Flora, Omaha district supervisor.
Jim Murak, past board member and representing John Q. Public.
I'm Ryan Ozentoski. I'm here representing Radio Talking Book.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us today. We'll go ahead and move on to the approval of the February 3rd public meeting minutes. All the board members have received a copy of this ahead of time and have had a chance to read through them and give any feedback to corrections and so on. They are also posted on the NCBBI website for the public to view. So I would entertain a motion at this time to approve the February 3rd minutes.
I so move that we approve them as we received them right now.
Second. Okay, it's been hear a motion to approve the minutes as they are. I'm going to ask if you would want to amend your motion to be not as we received them and read them, but as they've been amended.
Yes, so let's amend my amendment by saying as they were amended.
So we have a. Do I hear a second for that?
Second.
Okay. So there's been a motion to approve the February 3rd meeting minutes. A correction to the motion to approve the February 3rd meeting minutes as they've been amended. And I'll do a quick roll call vote. Mark.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Chad.
Yes.
Becky.
Yes.
And I say yes as well. So thank you very much for that. And then, so at this point, we'll move on to the executive director, the report from the executive director. And I'll pass the microphone down to the folks.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. All right,
good. This is working. I'm going to summarize the client statistics from October of last year to the end of March of this year. Under the older individual work line, the total clients served were 322, from which 184 were closed successful. Under the independent living, of those who are under 55, we serve 14 clients, and 3 were closed successful, meaning that the one also was closed and successful or living, and the other 10 are still clients. Under the VR clients, the total clients who are active, including referrals, is 490, and 15 were closed successful. The activities from staff members under the administration, I met with some more senators of the Appropriations Committee as well as testify for our budget, and also met with some consumers who came to testify and wrote letters to support the commission budget. As a result, we were able to get our budget restored from the cuts that the governor was recommending. I also attended some meetings to negotiate contracts with the Department of Corrections for the Business Enterprises Program, with the Building Division, and still with an offered air base. I attended the WIOA here in Nebraska board to report on the amendments for our changes, some meetings with the WIOA partners, the American Council of the Blind State Convention, I attended as well as with Chairman the Spring MCSAB conference in Bethesda. I also went to the National Summit of the Nebraska Rehabilitation, sorry, not Nebraska, National Rehabilitation Association, NRA, and I was representing NCSAB. This entity paid my registration, and NRA paid for my room and board, and the agency paid for my plane ticket for the records. I also met with the director of Outlook Nebraska to talk about the how we can work together and what is the definition of integration, integrated employment according to my perspective. And I very much say that is what the law says. So in the human resources area, we had a Connie Carlo and Cheryl Puff retired in December of last year. Bob Dittin retired in January, and he used to be the deputy director for OIB and independent living. Then that was changed, and the last few years he was working on planning and some HR. So we are evaluating that position to be reclassified, not to be a deputy director, but to do some kind of job with still with planning and HR. So we're still working on that area. We should make having this ready by the time Bill retires, because we are still trying to save money in that regard. Bill Brown will be retiring in August, and as you know, we were able to hire in advance Kathy Carroll. She goes by Kat. She finished her center training a few weeks ago, and she's already shadowing Bill Brown and learning all the ins and outs of the business office. The technology manager position reports now to the business office, as this position deals more with staff computers, staff technology, and the office of the CIO. Greg DeWolf is the new center supervisor, started center training last week. He comes from California. He was the lead Cape Travel instructor. He also has a black belt in judo and is very involved into sports for blind people. All support staff, supervisors, and the business office participated in a two-day training by the middle of April to talk about the new business practices of the agency and also some changes in the AWARE system. This training was very beneficial and is helping to be very consistent and also accurate. One of the changes that we are implementing is that each district now will process their own billing payments. Matt Hacker continued to provide some consultant services to the OCIO in regards to accessibility for the new Fusion system. Then Bill Brown, Kat Carroll, Kerry DeFries, and Matt Hacker continue to attend some meetings to make sure that we have the accounting portion of Fusion the way we want it, meaning the type of businesses we run, but also that that system is accessible. We already have a contract with Gemini, is the entity from Dr. Bell, who will do the state needs assessment, which is a requirement by RSA. With field services, the North Platte District had an initiative, because we were not having a state staff this meeting, to have a monthly teleconference call and to learn some more about placements and VR practices. County Daily is hosting these monthly calls, and the feedback we are getting is that it's being very beneficial so far. The first two course, we're focused on employment. And the first 45 minutes is on that training particularly, and the last 15 minutes is focused on some kind of difficult situation the counselors are facing the clients, and then they exchange ideas on how to solve that problem. Some of our staff members attended the Project Search Conference in Omaha, and our agency paid for half of the keynote speaker fee. The supervisors and the transition coordinator attended a meeting at the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired in April as a follow-up of a meeting that we had back in January. This meeting was very productive, and as a result, some of the students, seniors, came to tour the center. And we are also getting more referrals from their students. Our staff members continue to work with the public schools to understand the transition and how the IPE and the IEP can tie together. The transition committee, which are like four staff members, attended a statewide transition conference sponsored by the Nebraska Department of Education. Our folks did a presentation on the type of services we do under transition services. We also continue to network with the vision teachers across the state. When I wrote the report, I put that we have a NAP mentoring contract, but we're still in the last touches of that contract. We all agree on the terms, but there are still minor things that we need to change. For instance, the NAB changed their address. The state had a more form there that needs to be deleted, but we are very close to entering into that. For those who don't know, the mentoring program, in addition to providing mentoring to different mentees, will also work or will run the Winner Fest programs that we have. And this is going to help us to count the room and board that we couldn't count for a Priest allocation. We also have a contract with ATP and iConnect, which is showing how the equipment for deafblind people work. We started this pilot one in the area of Grand Island with one technology specialist, but now we're going to have a statewide MOU. At the center, we have 8 students. I think one is from Florida. 2 staff trainees completed their training, Stephanie Olsen and Kat Carroll. The client assistant program director had a 2-week training. He completed his training last Friday. And Greg DeWalt started his training last week as well. So we have 10 people at the center. With the Nebraska Business Enterprises, we were having some issues with the Nebraska Department of Corrections. There are 3 main areas: the lobby, which is just 2 machines, then the staff area, which there are more machines there, and we shouldn't have problems getting those areas. But where the money really is where the visitors area for the inmates are. And there was some misinterpretation of the law from the Department of Corrections, because there is a state law that says that the vending machine's profits, a percentage of that needs to go to the inmate welfare. But it doesn't say who should run those. When we talked to the Attorney General office, he agreed that our law, that blind people have a priority, will go over that one, because we could run that and pay to the welfare, to the inmate welfare. And because of that, we are dealing with legal offices and so forth. We are also working with a building division. We already had an agreement back in December. We were working on when to start getting the machines there. But some of the folks or the players retire or move to other jobs, and the new ones basically say that they were not giving it to us and that they were going to expand the contract with the current vendors because they are paying rent. So we really had to do some work there, and finally they are going to give us a contract for 5 years starting in July. But after that, we will have to submit the bids after they send an RFP out. In order to avoid this in the future, we will need to amend the vending law. I also continue to work with the offer. It's a big project, so they are still working on the RFP. The state capital gave us a contract to cater food there starting this month. Actually, we start on Monday, May 7th, and we go up to March of next year. We have 14 locations in Omaha that a previous vendor left, and so we had to redistribute that among two or three vendors. Originally, we were three, but now we only have two. That's one of the changes we had to make. We also have a vendor in North Platte who is retiring for health issues. So a new vendor will start running that facility. The APE team and the vendors committee are working on putting together a training on June 15th. And that concludes my report. I will be glad to answer questions.
So, quick question, Carlos. Actually, two of them. First with the NBE program, the Blind Vendors Committee. Am I mistaken in saying that there was a change of leadership there?
Oh yes, it was reported last time that the chair retired, Sandy retired for family reasons.
Sure.
And the vice chair became the chair. It's Russ Palpita.
Okay. All right. And then another question real quick about the state needs assessment. The last time I think that, and I could be mistaken, but the last time I think that I saw a formal document that pulled all the data together and put it for review into something that could be reviewed for the state needs assessment was November of 2013.
Correct.
And since then, it has been done, I mean, there's been surveys done of clients to try to gather more information. You talk about a contract with Gemini that I don't believe, maybe that's the first time I've ever heard that name, but it's been my understanding that we've been contracting with Louisiana Tech. So maybe it was them, maybe that changed just a little bit, but still it was with Dr. Bell in some way, shape, or form to conduct those surveys.
Correct. We used to have a contract with another university, Mississippi State University,
oh, okay.
I don't say Missouri.
Okay.
And they are the ones who did the comprehensive needs assessment. It's very comprehensive.
Okay.
The other surveys that we were doing was mainly for our own benefit to see every year how we are doing and how we can improve the services as we go.
Okay.
We were late, so we need to do another comprehensive needs assessment. And when we contacted Mississippi State University, they said they are not doing that anymore. And they suggested Louisiana Tech, Dr. Bell. We were doing some work with Dr. Bell already. But he said that Louisiana Tech doesn't necessarily do that, but he has a separate small business which does this type of work. So we are doing this work with him.
Okay. What is the requirement from RSA on how often that comprehensive needs assessment is done?
They say every 3 to 5 years. So this is our fifth year.
Okay, so we're right at the outer limit of that time frame. Okay.
So I have two questions too. So what about your meeting with Mr. Stupecraft, the guy that runs out with Nebraska, cooperation between us and them. And then you guys talked about the definition of integration. I mean, do they meet that criteria or not? Do we get credit for people that go to work there, you know, if they're doing production or at work there at all? Just so what would you guys talk about, and do they fit that criteria or not?
It does not, according to the regulation from RSA, and that's why the Association of the National Industries for the Blind, they are under with, they are working on amending the law or changing the definition. So I just told him that I'm doing what the law says. But he paid a visit because he was attending an activity. So he wanted to initiate some conversation as a new director who I came, so I plan to also pay that courtesy back and visit Outlook Nebraska and see how we can collaborate. You know, we have differences, but we're going to talk about the differences as well as what we have in common and see how we can work on what we have in common.
So anyone who goes to work there can't get credit for it, it doesn't matter?
Anybody who goes to work there and works on the floor.
Okay, production.
Production, yeah.
Okay, so I know there's other, where you have
blind
folks that work in the office.
Yeah, for those ones, they're okay, because according to, I don't have exact technical definition, but in general, Outlook Nebraska exists to provide contracts, actually they contract with the federal government, and in order for the federal government to give them that priority or to buy all the products from them, they have to have at least 75% of their workers on the production area, they have to be blind. So that itself is not integrated according to the law. The others are not in production area, so that's okay.
So, and then, I don't know if it's proper to even address it here, but the fact that that they could be doing rehabilitation at some point and become a direct competitor. In some levels, they are now, and they're getting bigger and better all the time. So, is that a discussion that you're having with staff and with consumers and need to have with us at some point? And, to kind of figure out kind of where that's going, what we can do, to make it work,
We have been having this conversation for years, since Outlook started to, when they moved to Omaha very much, maybe 10, 12 years, but because they are coming, like you say, bigger and have more funds. This is a problem not just here, but across the nation. I've been talking to some leaders at the national level from rehabilitation, and what they are saying is they are the private sector, they can do what they want. What we need to do is provide good quality services and do what we are mandated to do, which is rehabilitation. In Baltimore, for instance, and I identify myself with that because the National Federation of the Blind headquarters is there, and also BISAM is there. BISAM is a place where also like Outlook Nebraska, they make some kind of products and sell to the federal government, and they have a rehab center. And a lot of blind folks from the NAP work there. So they have a good partnership, okay? I haven't approached or haven't visited Outlook Nebraska for a while. In fact, when I visited, it was more as a consumer than as an administrator. So in my new role, I will visit, and I know they've grown and they're doing different things. So it's time to start talking more about what they are doing, and I don't want to just hear it from rumors, but what they are really doing. Yeah. So far, I hear things here and there, from both sides. I also hear people who work there to say they're happy and making decent money.
So one thing I was going to say, maybe you can put this on your list to talk with Eric, and maybe you already have this in mind, But when they started up, I was on their board for 8 years. I was the agency rep. And right now there isn't one of us on there. So that would be a good thing. I guess I would like to think he'd be okay with having one of us on the board again.
Okay.
So that would be just a thing, because I was there through all their growing pains. That's just something we need to, they should do a lot of advertising. They're doing a lot of stuff that we need to do.
And also for the record, because this was and I like to talk about the issue, because nobody likes confrontation, it's uncomfortable. But we need to talk about issues to get it out there and make sure that we are communicating. So at one point, the commission for, I don't think you guys were here, but some of you were, I forgot the exact language, but basically we're saying that we couldn't work with Outlook Nebraska because they were not integrated and there were some issues. They were mistreating their employees.
Yeah.
The director came here. So it was a big controversy. And
I was here at that time.
Exactly.
I was too.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that if you're suggesting that, Robert, that I ask the owner or director of Outlook Nebraska, that the rest of the board, you are all okay with that. Or something that maybe you guys need to talk about before I mention that.
State the question again.
Yeah, do.
Well, Robert is suggesting me to ask the director of Outlook Nebraska to have in their board one representative from the agency.
Well, that would be it would be kind of, in my way of thinking, we want to work with you at all levels. So, we'd love to have that again.
I agree, kind of, but I want to make sure that the rest of the board agree, because, again, several years ago, it was told that we shouldn't work with them because of the work conditions. And then I don't remember. We had a different meeting in which you decided to go back and say it's okay to work with them. I just want to get it in the records.
Well, I think we're saying what I was saying, and I think also I don't think they're having the same issues they once did. So
correct.
I think they're doing a decent job. It's within the ballpark of where we live. So I think we should buddy up and hopefully some things that we're doing will influence the way they are doing some things. Maybe we get some other like-minded people on it. Just help them do the best job possible. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
No, I understand.
The other question I have is totally different.
Before you do, before you switch subjects.
All right.
I would have to go back and reread our meeting before I make. Say, if I agree with Robert or not, I just want to go back and reread that some meeting minutes.
That's what I'm back with.
So maybe we can make that a topic for another, put that on the agenda for another meeting if that's something we'd like to pursue a little bit. But my recollection of that meeting is that we had a discussion about integration again, about integrated employment. In that number, that was also roughly, I think at that time, the NFB was pursuing a lawsuit with them, and I believe that I seem to recall that came up in the meeting, and that tended to be a confusion. It's like, the agency is not suing you, that's the NFB, and so, so there was some public confusion as to who was doing what, who was taking what actions.
It was even before that meeting that I'm talking about to Robert and Nancy Allman was here.
Yes.
Okay. Because they were one during the lawsuit and one when we were inviting or uninvite Outlook because of what we hear, and then came the lawsuit.